The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Vice President Mike Pence went to Latin America last week, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. It was the Trump administration's first visit to a region that's wondering if Trump has any interest in it besides building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. So we decided to check in with journalist and analyst who watched Pence on his tour.
The United States, Colombia, and free nations of Latin America will not be silent.
Pence's first stop was Colombia, but there he seemed to talk more about Colombia's next-door neighbor, Venezuela, and its rising dictatorship. That crisis dominates U.S.-Latin American relations right now, especially after President Trump made his controversial remarks this month that he's considering military action against Venezuela. Pence ended up spending much of his trip downplaying that possibility. Jim Wiss is the Miami Herald's South America correspondent based in Bogota, Colombia.
That was really interesting, watching Pence do this tightrope walk through the region. He had to kind of play this, not contradict his boss, and yet kind of calm the region.
Wiss said it's a shame Trump's Venezuela remark overshadowed Pence's tour. But he added the real problem may have been this. Pence didn't seem to have much else to say to Colombia or Latin America anyway. Pence offered some gestures, like helping Colombia join economic development organizations like the OECD.
But there were not big announcements. There was this attempt to underscore Colombia's role as the U.S.'s best ally in the region. But the only other kind of offer on the table was Colombian avocados will enter the U.S. market. Of course, it's a very big deal for avocado growers.
But not if you're looking for a Latin America policy vision.
I don't get the sense that anybody thinks they're coming here with an articulated Latin America policy yet.
Observers in other countries Pence visited agreed. Perhaps Pence's biggest challenge, they said, was to overcome the uneasy feeling most Latin Americans have about Trump based on his anti-immigrant and anti-Latino rhetoric. But Pence could do little to change that because Trump seemed to defend white supremacists last week after their deadly mayhem in Charlottesville, Virginia. Pence arrived in Argentina last Tuesday, the day of Trump's notorious press conference on Charlottesville.
The people here in Argentina really don't like Mr. Trump because of his attitude.
Silvia Neistat writes for the Buenos Aires daily Clarín. She says the government of President Mauricio Macri kept the fanfare about Pence's visit low to avoid offending Argentine voters. They remember Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, dancing the tango in Argentina last year.
When Obama came, well, it was like an Obama mania here, a strong and positive feeling.
Pence was received politely in Argentina and in Chile next door. But people there were also troubled by what they see as Trump's tolerance for fascist groups. It can remind Chileans of the rise of the fascist Pinochet dictatorship in the 1970s. Many of them, in fact, hoped President Michelle Bachelet would raise that point with Pence in private.
The optics were not great for Bachelet to receive the vice president in the aftermath of Charlottesville.
Robert Funk is a political analyst at the University of Chile in Santiago.
The United States seems to be looking more and more like Latin America. If you throw the institutional norms of political discourse out the window, as Trump has done, in Chile, our experience is that that doesn't end well.
One positive signal from Pence? Even though Trump has slammed free trade agreements with Latin American countries as unfair to the U.S., Pence said the U.S. does not want to reverse its deep economic ties with Latin America. And in some moments, Pence did put a friendlier face on the Trump brand, like his visit to the recently expanded Panama Canal.
He started taking selfies with the students who had gone to hear his speech.
Alfonso Grimaldo runs Nueva Nación, a digital news platform in Panama. But Grimaldo says those snapshots couldn't change this key reality.
Panamanian analysts are confused as to what the U.S. policy is towards Latin America. It's very hard to determine considering the lack of predictability your president has.
It was even harder when the Charlottesville crisis forced Pence to cut his Latin American tour short by a day and fly quickly back to Washington. Pence is scheduled to visit South Florida on Wednesday. He'll visit a church in Doral to talk about the Venezuela crisis. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.